It's 6:34.
This is WLRN Herald News. I'm Rhonda Victor Sebelia. The votes have been recounted, with Ellen Bogdanoff again winning Tuesday's state House election by 12 votes. But as WLRN Herald reporter Michael Hiblin explains, her top opponent is not happy.
I move that we certify the election based on the recount.
With no hanging or dimpled chads, it took only a couple of hours to recount the votes for the state House seat being vacated by Connie Mack IV. It again found that Ellen Bogdanoff won the race by 12 votes, beating Lauderdale by the sea mayor Oliver Parker, who invested $350,000 in the race. He objected that there was no way to determine voter intent for the 134 voters who apparently did not make their decisions count by hitting the machine's vote button.
Well, then that tells me that they picked a voting machine that doesn't follow the state statute, because the state statute mandatorily requires a manual count of all the over and under counts.
But winner Ellen Bogdanoff speculates that there are voters who intentionally decided not to finish the process.
The only indications I have, and it, you know, what I said is that a number of voters came out of the voting polls and had called our office confused that there were no Democrats on the ballot, that they had gone thinking they were going to vote for a Democrat. And those folks may have decided that they didn't want to vote.
Broward officials say they are working on a way to have a printout of all votes, but say that can't be implemented until the plan is certified by the state legislature. Recently appointed election supervisor Brenda Snipes says the machines operated correctly. It was just a very tight race.
I've talked to a lot of supervisors, and they say their prayer is always for large margins. So in the future, I will make a prayer for large margins. But if it were going to happen, I mean, it's the voting process. If it were going to happen, I am really glad that it happened now with a small election, so that I would at least have an opportunity to know what the entire process looks like.
With 2 months before the presidential primary, Dr. Snipes says she will step up voter education efforts to make sure voters know they must hit the machine's vote button to finish the process. Michael Hiblin, WLRN Herald News.
This is WLRN Herald News. I'm Rhonda Victor Sebelia. Florida U.S. Senator Bill Nelson says because of high error rates with the state's touchscreen voting machines, an independent audit should be conducted. WLRN Herald reporter Michael Hiblin has the story.
Senator Bill Nelson says he's concerned that in the March presidential primary, counties using touchscreen voting machines had eight times the number of people casting no vote than counties using the older optical scan equipment.
That clearly leads one to wonder, is there a fault in the mechanism of the voting machine? And at least it ought to be audited by the state of Florida before the November election.
Last month, Secretary of State Glenda Hood turned down an audit request by the Miami-Dade Election Reform Commission, something Senator Nelson says he doesn't understand.
We have asked the state of Florida Secretary of State to reconsider her decision that she would not have an audit of these touchscreen voting machines to see why there is this error rate. The very least we can do is to try to give confidence to the voting people of Florida that their vote is in fact going to be counted.
Nelson is also asking the Civil Rights Division of the U.S. Justice Department to investigate. But Secretary Hood says there's no problem, just some voters deciding not to vote in some races.
You know, I've offered Senator Nelson on several occasions an opportunity for a full briefing to discuss voting machine technology and security measures and elections readiness procedures. Let him get his hands on touchscreen equipment and participate in that hands-on discussion so he can explore any issues that he may have on that. And we're really disappointed that those offers have been declined to date, especially with the scrutiny that's facing Florida.
Hood also says there are extensive security steps in place to ensure the sanctity of the vote. Michael Hiblin, WLRN Herald News.
This is WLRN Herald News. I'm Rhonda Victor Sebelia. Activists are calling for drastic steps to prevent voting problems in Miami-Dade County. And while the top election official insists there are no problems, the county's mayor is considering a last-minute purchase of new equipment. WLRN Herald reporter Michael Hiblin has the latest.
A coalition of groups speaking yesterday outside the Miami-Dade Government Center demanded quick action. Tangela Sears with the African American Grassroots Coalition called for County Manager George Burgess to cut short a three-week vacation. He's midway through.
We are demanding the immediate return of the manager and that the commissioners hold a special session before August 16th. To assure the voters that there is someone working on their problems. We are demanding that our votes be counted and that Ms. Kaplan guarantee us that every vote will be counted.
But Election Supervisor Constance Kaplan says there is no basis for the many issues being brought up.
There are no problems with the voting machine. I can't urge the residents of the county enough to tell them that this department is operational. We are ahead of schedule. We have our machines being loaded this weekend with the ballots.
Meanwhile, Miami-Dade Mayor Alex Pinellas, a candidate for the U.S. Senate in the upcoming primary, has instructed county officials to look into the feasibility of buying new optical scan equipment in time for the November election. That's where voters would mark their choice on a paper ballot, which would be scanned. That way, he says, there would be a paper trail as opposed to data on hard drives and disks. Such a purchase could cost the county $8 million. Michael Hiblin, WLRN Herald News.
In Broward County, several of the 14 sites had trouble linking laptop computers at polling stations with the supervisor's office to confirm voter eligibility. In Palm Beach County, a state lawmaker said she wasn't given a complete absentee ballot when she asked not to use the electronic touchscreen machines. And in Miami-Dade, WLRN Herald reporter Michael Hiblin found long lines.
Yes, sir. This way, please.
At the Miami-Dade election headquarters, some voters waited an hour or more for their chance to vote. Walter Ballin was among them.
Well, you know, I'm very interested in the election this year, and I just was eager to get out and vote, to be honest with you.
Why did you think it would be better coming out here today?
I just felt there was going to be shorter lines and, would make it easier for me overall, just convenience.
Margarita Collado wanted to cast her vote because she'll be in Canada on Election Day.
Honestly, I'm very nervous about voting. It's my first time. I just got naturalized September 17th, so it's my first time voting, and I'm not sure what to expect once I get inside, but being that I'm a little technologically savvy, I hope to be able to surf my way through voting. And with the race being so close, I do expect them to be recounts. Hopefully it won't just be Florida this time, though.
Republican Congresswoman Ileana Ross-Leighton has been a big advocate of early voting and also cast her ballot this afternoon.
If you vote early, you're going to do it at your convenience. Today is the day where it's more packed because we've really been advertising a lot the first day. But as the days get closer to Election Day, you'll find that there'll be more convenient days and times for you to vote. It'll be open on the weekends, too. And it's open till 7 p.m. I mean, how much easier can it get?
Michael Hiblin, WLRN Herald News.
Republicans claim Kerry supporters are also filing bogus voter registrations. Meanwhile, controversial filmmaker Michael Moore drew a passionate crowd of people from both parties to a rally last night in Fort Lauderdale. WLRN Herald reporter Michael Hiblin was there.
No more Bush! No more Bush!
Michael Moore spoke across the street from the Broward Elections Office, promising that he and an army of lawyers will be watching the process.
We will be throughout the state of Florida. If anybody tries any shenanigans, we're going to have a big public spotlight on them. They will not get away with it this time.
He also expressed his concern about absentee ballots that apparently got lost in the mail.
We're standing here in front of these government offices of Broward County. There's 60,000 ballots missing. We're going to do what we can do to find out who's responsible for that.
There were also some heated confrontations with Bush supporters, led by Fort Lauderdale Mayor Jim Nagle.
I love my country and I love my president, and I would risk my life for him. White son, come out here. I can't stand Michael Moore. He is, you know, he makes fun of the military. He lies to people. He's about the most dishonest man that I've ever encountered. And I didn't want to, you know, let his voice go uncountered. So that's what got me out here tonight.
Michael Hiblin, WLRN Herald News.
It's 5:30. This is WLRN Herald News. I'm Joshua Johnson. Despite thousands of missing absentee ballots, Broward's election chief is trying to reassure voters that everyone will get a chance to make their decisions count. WLRN Herald reporter Michael Hiblin is live in Broward County with the latest. Michael?
Josh, election supervisor Brenda Snipes says her staff is working aggressively to make sure everyone who ordered an absentee ballot gets one. And she doubts that there are as many lost in the mail as has been reported, saying they're getting a steady influx of absentee ballots every day.
If we are receiving approximately 10,000 ballots per day, that's going to give us approximately another 40,000 ballots that should be received. So I anticipate that the extent of the problem is not going to be as great as it may appear.
But for those who called saying they haven't received their absentee, new ones are being put in the mail. And for those outside the area, it will be sent using overnight delivery. Dr. Snipes says she knows many people are saying it's already like 2,000 all over again.
You know, I would understand why a Broward voter would say that, or any voter in Florida, considering some of the things that have occurred in Florida. And that is exactly why my staff and I are taking the aggressive steps that we are to make sure that we get a ballot into each Broward voter's hand.
And for anyone that ordered an absentee ballot but never received it, there's a hotline in place, 954-831-4000. Again, 831-4000. Live in Broward, Michael Hiblin, WLRN, Herald News.